that were all your grandparents ranchers? Then your two grandfathers?
Well, yes, they.
Did they have other jobs or?
Not that I know. My father, his grandfather on my father's side, yeah, well, he was a rancher. And on my mother's side, I think he had a ranch too for some time. And he had a big building or near the river. I think they call it a casino or something like it. That too.
I had a casino on the river.
Yes,
on this side of the river.
On this side of the river.
That is it here in Roma.
Yes.
Back then, did people go to school? Did your grandparents have any education?
Well, yes, they had not very much, you know, but they knew how to write. And what my grandfather, you know.
Was that in Spanish or?
In Spanish.
So they. Now, where would they have gotten that education?
In Mier, Mexico. I think they had school there before we got them over here. You have not been in Mier.
No, sir. I'd like to go. How did I get there from here?
It was they claim it was a pretty good sized town. And they had what they call a free, it was a, they had a free trade over there, you know. I think they would bring goods from Europe and here in the States, duty free into Mexico.
And then you could bring in here?
Yes.
Duty free. Now, tell me about your wife. How long have y'all been married?
Oh, it's going to be 40 years. Yeah, she's from Rio Grande City.
She was born there?
Yes.
Now, where were her parents from?
Her parents are... Her mother was from Rio Grande City, and her father was born in Los Angeles, a little town over here. ¿Qué tal, Montero? Bien, gracias. ¿Cómo le va, señor?
Pardon me just a moment. This, my wife folks been here a long time too, you know. Her mother was part French. I think she was half French. And her grandfather was part Swede, half Swede and half Spanish.
Her grandfather on her father's side?
On her mother's side.
That's interesting. The Swedes and the French, did they settle in?
I don't know how the people came over here. I don't know the Swede. Her great grandfather was he was a costume inspector here too in those days. I don't know when he came over here, if it was during the Civil War or how he came over here. Their name was Bale. B-A-L-E, Bale. But she says she has heard that the original name was Valerius, and they Americanized it and made it Bale. I don't know if it means the same thing in Swedish as it does in English. If it's Bale, in Valerius it's Bale, or I don't know what.
That's very